This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked real quick about the unemployment claims numbers from this morning up at the top of the show just a little bit. Better, but people are still losing jobs in this economy at a staggering rate. And a whole lot of things happen, of course, when that happens. There's the stress and the hit to self-esteem and then financial security. Suddenly you can't buy the same things or do the same things as you used to be able to. And that brings us to a family living outside Austin, Texas, trying to find a way to get by after a pandemic job loss. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has today's installment of our series, How We Shop.
When that big winter storm hit Texas last month, Cecilia Linton and her family couldn't leave their neighborhood for 4 days. The power switch on and off. And as they sat there in the dark,
I was thinking to myself, this could be a good thing because we can't leave the house. And so we can't spend any money.
But then she was like, oh, the electric bill. It could be astronomical because of the surge in demand. So she went online and canceled their automatic payment.
We couldn't have them try to auto withdraw thousands of dollars.
These are the kind of things that Cecilia didn't have to think about a year ago. At the time, she was making $180,000 a year in her marketing job at a law firm, enough that her husband, Michael, could be a stay-at-home dad to their three teenagers. But in March 2020, she got laid off for the first time ever.
I was just like, okay, so was it me? Was it? And they were like, this is the decision of the executive committee. And I was like, all right, well, there you go. That's that.
She remembers breaking the news to her mom.
She cried. Like on the phone, you know, she was crying and I was like, Mom, I was like, I'm not worried. You know, I've been in this industry for a long time. I was like, I can get a job.
But it was much harder than she thought. No one was hiring.
You can't help but have a hit to your self-esteem. You know, I used to, people would ask me, you know, like, well, how'd you know that? Or how'd you do? And because I'm fabulous, you know, and I'm like, oh God, it's been so long since I've been fabulous.
Eventually, she cobbled together some consulting work, and Michael got a $15 an hour job as a janitor at the local junior high school. Together, they make about $60,000, a third of her old salary. Cecilia used to make enough money that when her kids wanted something, like a new PlayStation, she could say, yeah, sure.
And instead, you're now like the gatekeeper to the money.
Because they couldn't keep living the same way. They were spending more than they made and burning through their savings. She wasn't even sure where the money was going. So she made a spreadsheet of every single thing her family spends money on, broken into categories like groceries, auto, and miscellaneous.
I don't know what exactly to call it when you buy plain scotch tape at Ace Hardware.
What she found made her head spin. $171 a month on DirecTV, $800 on groceries, $300 at restaurants, and so many subscriptions. Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, YouTube Premium, Audible, Spotify, and Apple Music. Even a $7.99 subscription for the video game Minecraft, which her boys must have asked for.
Part of me wants to slap myself for the amount of money we had been wasting before this all happened.
So they made cuts, canceled some subscriptions, basically stopped getting takeout, switched to cheaper car insurance, and started jumping on sales. The other morning, when she and Michael sat down over coffee,
he let me know that I needed to go to the store because there was a sale on pork that he thinks will change over tomorrow. And did we have enough money for that? These are the things that we have to discuss these days.
It brings her back to her childhood. Her parents were often just scraping by.
Like, as a kid, you don't realize, like, why are we having spaghetti again? And why are we having only rice and beans for dinner? As you get older, you realize some of the things that they were doing so that we could make ends meet till the end of the month.
These days, her mom is doing a lot better financially and has been slipping her $20 here and there for gas or dinner. Makes her feel like a teenager. Meanwhile, her own teenagers are learning the value of money. Her sons, who are 16 now, have been picking up odd jobs, mowing lawns, cutting firewood.
You know, we're at that point where if they didn't learn it soon, you know, they were never going to realize that, yeah, you should know where all of your money is going and you got to make some sacrifices to get the stuff you want.
Cecilia says there are other blessings in this situation. She no longer has to commute an hour each way to work, and she has her own consulting business that she hopes will grow. Would she like to make six figures again? Yeah, At the very least, she'd like to go a few days without looking at her spreadsheet. I'm Mary Elsegarra for Marketplace.